Well, hi, church. Thank you for checking in. We're in the book of Joshua. We're in chapter 7, continuing to look at what happened with Israel at the small city of Ai. We looked at Achan and his sin and how his sin was a compromise. He was taking for himself what belonged to God, and that is a big no-no. And Israel is not allowed to tolerate that. And his family tolerated it. They covered it up. He did not own up, did not confess his sin. They covered it up instead, and that is deadly. That is toxic. The wages of sin is death, and it's a parallel to Ananias and Sapphira in the book of Acts, chapter 5, who also were holding back for themselves money that they were lying, saying they had given it all to God when they had not. You're allowed to keep certain money. The tithe is 10%. There's nothing wrong with keeping 90%, but lying about it and misrepresenting what they have done, trying to take credit for something that isn't true. They were lying, and the wages of sin is death. And the amazing thing is not that God would judge. Everybody's always appalled by, oh, they stoned Achan to death, and Ananias' fire dropped dead. Oh, I can't believe it. No, what I can't believe is that God is merciful and that we all haven't dropped dead. That's the right way to think of this. We have all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We have all, in some sense, robbed God of his glory. We're in his image, and we use our lives that he's given us for our own purposes. That's really no different than what Achan did. God's grace is sufficient, but he will warn you. He will warn his people, and he has done that. So we've already looked at Achan, but I want to look today at the city of Ai. It's an interesting little thing here. Ai is only mentioned a few times in the Bible. It's mentioned, obviously, here in the book of Joshua. It's a small town. It does not have a wall around it. We know that back in the book of Genesis, Abraham set his tent between Bethel and Ai. It's a small little area that's only mentioned a few times here. Okay, but look at this verse, Joshua 7, verse 3, 4, and 5. Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Bethaven, east of Bethel, and said to them, "Go up and spy out the land." And so the men went up and spied out Ai. They returned to Joshua and said to him, "Do not let all the people go up. Only about 2,000 or 3,000 men need to go up to Ai. Do not make all the people toil up there, for they are few." And so about 3,000 men from the people went up there, but they fled from the men of Ai. The men of Ai struck down about 36 of their men and pursued them from the gate as far as Shabarim and struck them down on the descent. So the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And then Joshua tore his clothes and falls on his face and everything else. it's a loss. They've just had a loss. They just had a big win at Jericho. Before Jericho, they had a big win, a miraculous crossing of the Jordan River on the dry ground. It's all miracles. I guess they just kind of thought, hey, God told us we would take every place we set our foot. This should be easy. And in a certain sense, they were right. It is supposed to be easy. Obey God and be careful to do all that he's commanded and go take a long walk, because everything you step on is going to be yours. That's what his promise to Joshua was. So they have reached a conclusion, I believe by faith, that this is going to be easy. Oh, don't just send 2,000 or 3,000 up there. We don't need to all go up there. God can win this just with a couple priests blasting a horn and shouting. So we can absolutely beat Ai. That's their thinking. I think it was a little bit of shallow thinking as well, but it wasn't wrong thinking. What they didn't know, of course, was that Achan's sin had compromised Israel, and they did not know this. But they also didn't know what to expect. You see, Jericho had a lot of trust in their wall. They hide inside their wall. Their wall is tall, strong, thick. They trust their wall. They did not have an offensive battle against Israel. They were planning a defensive battle. Israel has them basically under siege, marching around it, and Jericho is playing defense. And so when suddenly their defenses fell flat on the ground, Jericho had no shot, and that's what happened. Ai did not have any trust in their defense because they didn't have a defense. They had offense, and so they came out. They came out. That's what it says. 3,000 men from the people went up there, but they fled from the men of Ai. The men of Ai struck down 36 of them and pursued them. men of Ai come running out with weapons, and the men of Israel don't know what's happening. They have never been attacked before. They're always the attacker. And now they're being attacked, and they have no category for this, and they run away. And a bunch of them get killed, 36 of them. So their mindset was, this is going to be easy. And by faith, it is supposed to be easy. By faith, God is good. By faith, God will win this thing, right? But they didn't understand the full nature of what they were getting into. They didn't understand that the enemy, which in the book of Joshua, their enemy was a physical enemy. But in our day, we're in New Testament times, and the Bible tells us that our enemies are not flesh and blood. Our weapons are not flesh and blood. They have divine power to demolish strongholds. Our enemies are spiritual, but spiritual lies and things will be used by people, and so very often you will find yourself with a person who is opposed to you, but it is the spirit behind the person that is the real issue, okay? But in the book of Joshua, this is a physical, tangible enemy with actual swords and spears and arrows and stuff, and they're not thinking symbolically, they're thinking literally, and these guys come out of Ai loaded for war, with an aggressive, offensive mindset. They probably heard what happened in Jericho, and they don't even have a wall to trust in, so their only shot is offense, okay? So think of it this way. Think of your personal life and think of the world around you. Don't be surprised that you have an enemy, and don't be surprised if the enemy is offensive and goes against you. Satan does not rule over hell or suffer in hell or whatever you want to call him doing there. He does not do that by being passive. Okay? He rages around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour, right? He is an aggressive enemy. He showed up in the Garden of Eden where he did not belong and started telling lies. He is aggressive. And not only is he aggressive, but he is subtle and he is clever in his aggression. And so he will deceive you into thinking he's not aggressive, into thinking he's not even there, or whatever. Okay, and so often, you personally, or the church broadly, will get completely thrown off guard by the enemy's schemes. Because he doesn't do what we expected. We read in the Bible that all authority in heaven and earth is given to Jesus, and that we're supposed to therefore go and make disciples of all the nations, and he'll be with us to the end of the age. Oh, that sounds easy then. If we have God with us, then who can stand against us? And we can quote scripture all day long about this. And then, as soon as you wake up in the morning, you are hit with attacks against you from the spiritual forces of evil, right? And that's why you're supposed to be wearing the armor of God and everything else. That's why you're supposed to have your helmet on and understand the times. And that's why you're supposed to be living this out as though the Christian life is some sort of actual battle. Because if you know you're in an actual battle, you won't be surprised that you are being attacked. But if you are not expecting a battle, like Israel was not, Israel is expecting this to just magically work like it did in Jericho, and that everybody would just kind of fall over before them, and that would be that. And that's not what happened. These guys in Ai were tough. These guys in Ai did not trust in their defense. They trusted in offense. A whole different kind of battle now. And Israel didn't know what to do with it. Okay? So don't be surprised that the world is against your faith. Don't be surprised that the world is clever, that the world will change its strategy, that the world will tempt you with different sorts of things. Things that you never thought of at all will come at you. This is what happened, I think, with the church when COVID hit. It got us all flat-footed, off guard, didn't know what to do, and every church kind of congregation figured it out on their own, and we went this way, and they went that way, and found this and that trick to try and everything else, and we all just kind of did our own thing. And I believe there were good ways to handle that and bad, but the point was, it got us by surprise. And Ai got Israel by surprise. And when you're caught flat-footed, you wind up backpedaling when you get hit. And then maybe you can regroup and move forward, but point is, caught you off guard. And as a result, certain things lost their momentum and everything else. Ai caught them off guard. Ai came and got them, and they ran because they were not ready. But remember, Ai isn't really that powerful. They are a small little town, and they are not that powerful. And this is how Satan works. He rages around like a lion, seeking someone to devour. But he's not a lion. He's like a lion. He likes to pretend and make you think he's a lion. He wants you to think he's way scarier than he actually is. AI, if they get all their men in a line and come charging at you with swords and stuff, and raging and shouting and doing whatever these armies kind of did, it would be very scary and intimidating. But then you remember, this is the whole force. There's no one behind them. And we only brought 3,000 of our guys here. We actually have 600,000 fighting men available, according to the census that they took in numbers. So Israel forgot who they were, and they misunderstood who AI was. They thought AI was a dominant force, come chasing them out of that town and killing them. They turned and ran. They went in there thinking this will be easy. As soon as it wasn't easy, they took off and ran as though it was impossible. Right? They didn't understand what was going on, and they ran away from AI. And this is what's happening in our culture right now. And this is what's happening in your personal life. Your personal life, maybe your marriage is kind of a mess right now. Or maybe your job is a mess. Or maybe you personally are a mess. Or all of the above. Usually one goes with the other, right? So you think things aren't quite right for you. And it becomes intimidating and it becomes hard. And you're less motivated and you don't want to go to church or to men's group or to women's group or to this or that, or you just, I can't do it. It's too big. I can't fight this fight. It's overwhelming. I'm just going to give up. And meanwhile, the fight is actually just AI. It's a couple of punks coming out of town acting tough, and they're scaring you, and you need to not be scared. And instead, you need to regroup, cleanse the sin from your life. Obviously, that's the primary lesson in this chapter, is that Achan and his sin had compromised the nation. So if you have sin compromising you, of course you're going to be weak, and of course you're going to be scared, because you're compromised and you haven't been careful to obey all that God's commanded you. And therefore, his promise that was is contingent on that, his promise to give you every place you set your foot, guess what? If you're not careful to obey all he's commanded you, then you're not going anywhere important. Your feet aren't going to set on any land that's going to be yours. So stop compromising with sin. Get serious with it. The wages of sin is death. Give your life to Jesus. Be crucified with Christ, so there's no longer you who live, and your sin is crucified there with him, nailed to that cross. And then get up and walk in newness of life and live by faith. Okay? That's you. And then don't be surprised when the enemy hits you. Just see through him when he hits you. He's like a lion. He's not an actual lion. Jesus is the Lion of Judah. Satan is like a lion. He's a counterfeit lion. He's a fake lion. He's a little punk lion. He's not the real deal. AI is not a scary city. They're just acting scary. And Israel, because they're compromised with sin and because they were not expecting an attack, took off and ran. And they didn't win as a result. They had to regroup, had to get on their knees, get right with the Lord, weed out their compromises, get a tougher attitude, and then go back. And of course, when they go back the second time, boom, they win. That's your mindset. Stop giving in to temptations to sin. Stop giving in to lethargy and apathy and laziness and my sin is too much or my problems are insurmountable. No, your problems are AI. They're a punk little town that doesn't deserve the time of day. Go get them. That's what you can learn from this. And this is true of our entire secularized world that we live in. I'm tired of hearing Christians say, oh, what can we do? What can we do? How can we stop it? There's atheists everywhere. They hate God, and they've ruined marriage, and they're ruining children, and they're ruining sexuality, and Hollywood's a mess, and even the sports went woke. And like, I'm hearing all this stuff. Yep, all true. But you know what? It's a paper lion. It is fake. It doesn't have a leg to stand on. It is not standing on a foundation. If you erode the freedoms that God gives you, if you erode the worldview and the foundation of godliness, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So that means all these smart people running around acting smart who don't fear God, it means they don't have wisdom. So stop acting like they're geniuses and they're going to be tough to beat. They're AI. They're little punks. They're standing on lies and they're scaring you who you're supposed to be standing on truth. So fear God and don't fear them. And don't compromise with sin and learn the lesson of Achan. And don't be afraid. Yeah, they came out roaring. And everything that roars isn't a lion, okay? You got the Lion of Judah. He roars a lot louder. He's a lot bigger. He lives forever. He overcomes death. You're on his side. What do you have to fear? Let's get out there and do it and stop fearing these guys. AI had nothing to lose, so they went out hard. Well, Satan's got nothing to lose. He's going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. He's got nothing to lose. He's just going to try to scare you to make you less effective, to make you less powerful for the kingdom of God, to take you out, disqualify you. And if he can do that, he figures that's his only shot. He's not even going to win. All he's planning to do is take as many down with him as possible. So don't go down with him. Don't believe that nonsense. It's garbage. He's roaring like a lion. He's not an actual lion. Okay. Praise the Lord. We're going to keep, there's so much going on in here. We're going to look at some more of it here soon. But learn the lesson of AI. God bless you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.